Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on the air. It is April 2015 now. A quarter of the year is gone, and lots of stuff has happened, of course. And this morning, to be more specific, I'm actually testing out some equipment because the next show I do is going to be on the road. I'm actually going to be in Chicago, Illinois. And so I'm going to be looking to do some shows out of town for the first time in a while. I used to do some in Miami. But I have some equipment that I'm trying to test to make sure that I can actually produce the show there. So far, so good. I'm on the air, but I do want to try to test things out. So if you are listening, I know I did this last minute. I just said, let me go ahead and try it. And I said that at 11:30, okay? If you're listening, by chance, call in 646-652-4479. Not going to be talking about anything in particular, depending on who calls in. Then I might make something up. But right now, I'm just kind of testing things out. So definitely, if you are listening, if you call in to listen, definitely do that so I can check my board and make sure that is working. I guess I could try to chat, see if the chat room pulls up on here, too. Let's see. Again, the number is 646-652-4479. Hopefully, everybody can hear me. Got about 12 minutes left on the show, so we're going to try to open up the chat room. Let's see if this works. This is going to be iffy, I think. In the meantime, I'm excited about my trip to Chicago. I've never been to Chicago before. I hate that I'm missing the Hawks game. That is the day before I actually arrive. Nothing I can do about that, unfortunately. It doesn't look like I'm going to get to see a Cubs game, which is something else I've always wanted to do. But we'll see what happens, and hopefully this is not the only time I end up in Chicago. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. Again, try to help me out. Call in 646-652-4479 and or just make sure that you're logged in. So I can try to make sure that my board is working all the way around. It looks like the chat room is not going to work on this equipment, so that might not be something I can utilize, but that's not the end of the world, of course. Let's see. I'm going to try to test something else out. Let's talk some Hawks basketball just so I can have some talking points on the fly as I test all this stuff. The Hawks are rolling into the last couple of weeks of the season. They've clinched everything. But, you know, when you go into the playoffs, you like to have momentum. In the last couple of games, they haven't looked too great. Of course, now some of that's mixed in. They're resting half the team. We have a lot of injuries, but still, you still want to see the effort in the team. So that is a little bit worrisome. I commented earlier on the Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook page, check it out, that definitely starting to, well, it's tonight now, Hawks need to win out the rest of the year. They need to go into the playoffs strong, just like they did last year. They went into the playoffs strong last year, and they almost knocked out the number one seed. If they can get that kind of momentum going again, I mean, technically, there should be anybody who they meet in the first round, but really, we're all looking at the second round. The second round is what matters to all Hawks fans all over the world because our organization somehow has still never, excuse me, I'm laughing to keep from crying, and I'm choking at the same time on my tears, never gotten out the second round. Now, you would think that is impossible, because even in the Jordan and the Bird era and Pistons era, you still think a Hawks team would have been good enough to get out the second round once. And then, you know, those mediocre years, you know, of the Eastern Conference, that mix, you would still think, you know, the Smitty years, Mookie and them, they never did it. And then, you know, our young guys, you know, in the mid-2000s, I guess you could say, we got close a couple of times. You know, got the first round, got to the second round, but still no cigar. So now, a lot of pressure, because going from last year, new coach, new scheme, new culture, new way of life, and then going into this season, which is basically the greatest season of all time, lots of pressure to not make it out the second round. So those are some Hawks thoughts just to kind of test that out. I'll get to hear how that sounds later on. Let's see how music sounds on here. Again, if you're listening, please call in and help me out, 646-652-4479. You don't even have to say anything. I just need a couple of callers to call in just to make sure this works. I've got about 8 minutes left to try that out. Of course, if you do call in, I might pick up. You might get on air, so be careful. This is Chris, IMT and War Right Radio. I'm about to test some music. Worldwide Radio. Got about 5 minutes left. Go throw out there one more time if you can. Please help me out. Call in. I know I did this last minute, didn't tell anybody I was going to do it. 646-652-4479. Just want to test out some things. Got some equipment that I'm going to use when I go to Chicago to do a show out in Chicago. And since I'm going to be flying there, there's a lot of stuff that I'm not going to be bringing on the plane. So I'm going to be bringing some equipment to take the place of what I usually use to do my shows, and I wanted to test it out. I already kind of figured out that I might not be able to use the chat room portal, but so far so good on everything else. But I would like to kind of make sure that if if and when I have callers, because I'm going to have a guest. I'm going to have a special guest on that first show in the middle of the month. I will be doing a sports show. It's going to be sports related. It's going to be Atlanta Hawks related. And we're going to have a really, 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 really special guest. As soon as we kind of lock in, hopefully, days and times and stuff, because the Hawks start their playoffs. There's two possible dates they might start. Don't know it yet. Whole lot of logistics. So I'm going to try to pull it off. And then myself, I'm in Chicago for a specific reason. So I'm hoping I can even really do it. I kind of put it out there. But I'm going to make it happen one way or the other. So I'm excited and just wanted to make sure that everything would work. Hopefully people can hear me. I'll listen to the show later and see what I need to improve on that end. But so far, so good. Looks like I'll be able to do shows in the state of Illinois, city of Chicago, in a couple of weeks. I guess I'll use this last 4 minutes, give or take. People sometimes give up on themselves too easily on the basis of needs. And what I guess I mean by that is people say that they need money. And when you need money, there's a lot of people who they throw everything out the window when it comes to, you know, sometimes self-respect or anything along those lines, to where pride comes into play, to where they'll do anything for money. And that's not a proper attitude to have, especially if you're still not paying your bills. You can't just accept money just because, well, I need cash. I need a check. If the check is still not paying all your bills, what are you really working for? You have to ask that question out loud sometimes. Just a thought. Yeah. Sometimes there's a certain things that people in general need to start asking themselves about the sacrifices that they make on a daily basis, and is it actually worthwhile? And could you be putting that same time and effort into something on your own and maybe be a little bit more productive? No guarantee, because there's no guarantee of anything. Look at Radio Shack. Gone. I used to work at Radio Shack 10 years ago, and even though I knew eventually something probably not too positive would happen, I still didn't think they would just go out of business completely. I still figured they'd figure out something, even if it was a matter of changing their name or cutting down half of their stores or something. But Radio Shack is gone forever. And there's a lot of people there who probably thought they would be at Radio Shack forever. Nothing's guaranteed. But you should never settle and just do anything for money. Just a point I wanted to bring up. I'll have some other shows coming up, and I'll have guests to coincide with that topic in the very near future. Just a general announcement, I will be doing two-hour shows very soon, so I'm very excited about that. That's another reason why I'm testing out this new equipment, because as I travel, I want to be able to continue doing my show. So with 1:45 left, doesn't look like I'm going to get a caller in. I really did need some help on that. Because that's one thing I can't do. I can't call into my own show, people. Now, I know some of y'all are international, like Matthew Blanche. I see he just made a comment about slashing tires. What's that? What's all that going on? This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Thanks for the people who are listening. At least I know that part works, too. But I did want to get at least one caller. Hopefully, I'll try to do another test show just to make sure that part works, and I'll give everybody a little bit more of a heads up notice. In the meantime, Hawks Nets tonight. Go Hawks. We need to beat the Nets so we can get this draft pick. We need to get some solid wins. Everybody needs to be healthy, and we can continue this great season going into the playoffs, and hopefully we'll be seeing the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'm going to play some music, and I'll be signing off. Y'all take care.